Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Kenneth Coven joins me today from BioVaxis Technology. Kenneth, good to see you again. How are you?
So, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back again.
Kenneth, your cancer vaccine manufacturing partner, BioEPIDA, has reached, from my understanding, what is a milestone in producing BioVaxis' ovarian cancer vaccine. What is that milestone?
Yes, they have, sure. You're correct. We've partnered with BioEPIDA. They're a Lyon, France-based CDMO, which is a contract development and manufacturing organization. And they specialize in manufacturing of cell therapies for the biopharmaceutical industry. We've known people there from prior lives. And as a result of that, we have a very high regard and comfort level in working with them. The milestone they reached is and they've just completed what we call the technology transfer process. And what that means is that we've worked with them over the summertime and to help develop the manufacturing process based on our know-how and theirs together and establish the control methods, the validation process, and basically everything that we need to begin the GMP manufacturing of our ovarian cancer vaccine. Now, the next step of this, of course, is the pure GMP manufacturing, and that's a process that requires very extensive documentation. In fact, it's mostly just a lot of digital files, but it provides the required proof to either the FDA or to the EMEA that we're meeting GMP requirements.
So based on what you know, in terms of timeline, is everything on schedule for the most part?
Sure. As of this stage, yes, everything is on schedule, both bioproduction and, as you may know from some of our prior news, also the build out of a very specialized GMP suite that's going to be dedicated for bioproduction of our vaccine. So for us, what this means is that we're on target at this point to be ready for our planned phase one study in Spain, which we're still looking to begin early next year.
Yeah, what are the next steps now that BioEPIDA will take?
Sure. The next step is another major milestone, and that's actually, it's a validation step, but it involves the use of actual ovarian cancer tumor cells. And the ovarian cancer tumor or any cancer tumor, depending on the one that we're targeting, that's a major constituent of our vaccine process. So the way we get these tumors is during surgical excision, or what they call either debulking or cytoreductive surgery, which is commonly done in the case of ovarian cancer. We take some of the tumor mass that's been removed from the patient and we manufacture the vaccine from that. So our next step is to actually acquire donor tumor cells during the debulking process and essentially go through a dry run of the start to finish manufacturing process.
So is there anything else that BioVaxis needs to do to prepare for its phase one clinical trial?
Well, we're actually not doing the phase one trial ourselves. We have partnered with it's a Spanish-based company in Barcelona called Procare Health Iberia. And they're a spinoff from Procter & Gamble. And they took several of their portfolio products in the women's health field and went into business around 2013. So we have formed a relationship with Procare, and they are going to be providing all of the marketing, regulatory, sales, distribution, and clinical development expertise that us, as an earlier stage company, just don't have that capability yet. So we're going to be attaching ourselves to their expertise in the European market. For all intents and purposes, the bulk or the most of the heavy lifting on the IND, or in Europe, it's called the CTA, has been prepared already. And really what we're waiting for now is just a contribution from the GMP process for BioEPIDA. And so we're looking to be able to submit that CTA hopefully late this year, very early next year. We are already in the process of identifying an appropriate contract research organization and looking to recruit patients. And we do have physicians that are highly interested in being PIs on the project. And again, this is all being coordinated by our partners, ProCare.
Exciting times ahead, it seems. Ken, good to see you, and thanks a lot.
Same here. Thank you. Thank you for having me.